Walt Disney once said that all dreams come true if you have the courage to pursue them. How many dreams have you squandered in your life through lack of action or commitment? We've all had dreams, but often we lose sight of them as the trivialities of day-to-day existence take us away from pursuing them. Trivialities that we often sacrifice our important dreams for. Short-term wants that take us away from our long-term aspirations, that take us away from our goals and take us away from our dreams. What we'll be covering in this session is four simple steps of goal setting and time management. Everything we do is goal-orientated. It's the way the mind works, and most goals are designed to meet our needs in some way. Just getting up to make a cup of coffee starts off as a goal in the mind. But with goal setting, we are looking at setting goals that help us grow. And because of this, a goal should be big enough to scare us a little and excite us a lot. Sometimes it's the fear that stops us achieving our goals. The fear of failure can stop us dead in our tracks. Sometimes we just feel overwhelmed by the things we need to do to reach the goal, or the time it will take to reach it. And sometimes we feel that we just don't have enough time. But some simple steps can overcome these barriers. Around 3% of people write down their goals. Only 3%. But it's long been recognised that this 3% are the ones most likely to reach their goals. Let's first look at goals from a business point of view. How far do you think we'd get if we said, just let's build a 20-story building over there, and then not write anything down? If we didn't turn it into a project and plan the activities from design to construction? It might seem a bit ridiculous, but that's exactly what most people do when it comes to their own goals. Your own goals and dreams need to be turned into projects. Some large projects, some small projects. But when you can see your goals as projects, you can plan the activities to accomplish them. You can move them from wishful thinking to reality. So let's look at the project of building a 20-story building. The goal must first start in the imagination of someone. If you look around, say, all the man-made things that your eyes come to rest on, you can understand that they all started out in someone's imagination. Chairs, computers, cars, cups, clothes, that's just to name a few. They all started out as someone's dream. All started out as an imagination that moved to a business project, that realised itself in reality through planning and activities. Now, in business, we can be quite good at allocating time and resources to the bigger projects, and yet still not see most of our time as project time. This can be important to grasp. Seeing most of our time as project time. If we're not working on a project of growth, then we're either doing maintenance or going backwards. The salesman who doesn't see most of his day as a project to increase sales is just trying to maintain the levels of sales he has now. And who do you think will be successful? The person who holds it in his mind as a project that each day his job is to increase sales. Of course, he's got to be more successful. So let's just take a look at time. Can we actually take time, lose time, buy time, manage time? Not really. Time is just the measurement of the Earth rotating on its axis, orbiting the sun. You can't manage time, but it is a resource. A resource given in the same amount to everyone every day. It's the activities you choose to perform during that time, the management of the activities, that determines whether you bring your goals to fruition or not. So we can't take time, but we can take the time to do what's important. We can take the time to perform activities each day that will move us closer to our goals. So let's look at the mechanics of goal setting. I believe it was Napoleon Hill who first said that what you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. So the goal or dream starts in the imagination as a concept. We start to visualise the finished result, because the mind can't tell the difference between a real or imagined experience. The more we hold it in our imagination, the more real it becomes for us. It becomes more believable. And when it becomes real and believable, the subconscious mind moves us towards it. Maxwell Maltz wrote a best-selling book back in the 70s called Psycho-Cybernetics. Psycho being the mind and cybernetics being a guidance system, much like we see in a plane or a guided missile. A plane or guided missile may be off target for over 95% of the time, but it keeps checking its progress towards the target and altering direction to suit. When we imagine our goals as realised on an ongoing basis, the subconscious mind works the same way. It becomes creative in checking progress and changing direction if required to get back on track. To make sure we hold the goal in our imagination, we need to write it down with a time frame and visualise it frequently. When writing down a goal, always write it as though it's already achieved, and end with a statement saying that you're grateful for achieving it. This starts to create a positive expectation in the mind. We don't want to hold in our mind a want. A want is just a fear of lack, and it will tap into that fear that we might not get what we want. Let's look at an example of a person wanting to get fit. Now, the goal might state, by the end of the year, I am 5 kilograms lighter, exercise daily and eat healthy food, and for this I'm grateful. It's the same principle for personal or business goals. We want to turn this goal into a project, because it is a project of self-improvement. Holding the goal in the imagination is the first step to achieving goals, but managing activities is the difference between achieving a goal or letting it drop off the radar. Now, this is where we need to look at a goal in the same way as a business looks at a large project with a list of things to do, a list of activities that need to be completed for the goal to be realised. So we put together a list, all the activities needed to achieve the goal. I also suggest that people, you have an exercise book where you write down your goal and your activities, a to-do list. Now, a to-do list for a person wanting to get fit and lose 5 kilograms might be 45 minutes of exercise 5 times a week, limiting treats to 2x a week, eating healthy food for most of the meals, with the exception of maybe 2 where you've got open choice. Having 5 alcohol-free days a week. Now, we know what to do. We need to schedule it. Schedule the exercise on the 5 days at the times you plan to do it. Nominate 2 days when treats are allowed. Nominate 2 open choice meals. It might be a time when you're going out with a partner. And maybe it's a time when you've got a work luncheon on. Decide when you will have the alcohol-free days. Nominate them in your diary. As this is a repeating schedule, it can be duplicated each week in the diary, and in this case the project would run till the end of the year, and at that time you might consider retaining some of the key elements, such as the exercise, basically as a maintenance programme. The main thing to recognise is that you must keep the appointments with yourself. You must do what you've recognised you need to do to reach your goal, because if you don't, you'll be drifting about the ocean like a ship without a rudder. Once you've scheduled your actions and given them a time frame during the day, your goal is already realised if you perform these actions, if you keep these appointments with yourself. But then, in will start to pop these short-term wants. I can't be bothered exercising today. I just want to lay in bed an extra half hour. Wouldn't it be nice to have that bar of chocolate? To overcome these wants, we need to maintain the desire and the motivation to reach the goal. We need to create a belief in its success, a positive expectation of a successful outcome. We need to develop the habit of doing what we need to do. Now, in the case of this goal, each day you would visualize yourself as being fit and healthy 5 kilograms lighter, and feel the way you would feel if you already were. Feel the way you would feel if it was already realized. It's the imagination, coupled with emotion, that creates the belief. Because the subconscious can't tell the difference between a real or imagined experience. You might go through your goals each day and check progress towards them. Or you might find it suits you to do it once a week when you schedule the activities from your list, from your to-do list into your diary. But you should have your goals in your imagination at least once each day to maintain the momentum and the expected progress towards them. Now, there's another benefit from scheduling your day in your diary. It frees your mind up to live in the moment, to be fully focused on the task at hand. And this, in turn, makes us more efficient. The mind no longer jumps back and forth, thinking I have to do this and that. It's all planned, and it's in the diary or on a to-do list. We can also have a daily to-do list for those things that crop up from time to time, things that are not part of our goals. Sometimes we can begin to feel overwhelmed by all the things we need to do, but listing them down and scheduling them takes our mind off them. We don't need to think about them until we do them. One of the most important things to schedule in your diary is time each week to review your goals. So let's review the basics of goal setting and time or activity management. Firstly, you need to see your goals as personal projects. You need to write them down. Write them down with a time frame, stated as though they're already realized, and with a statement of gratitude. Secondly, you need to break the goal down into activities. All the activities you need to do to reach the goal. Thirdly, schedule the activities into a diary. And make sure you keep these appointments with yourself. Lastly, visualize them every day and review them at least once a week. 4 simple but effective ways of turning your dreams into reality. What you can conceive and believe, you can achieve.